Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday, middle of the week, it's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchuck Show. Woohoo! I'm here with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. Yes, only Shelly Nunchucks would have a little furball named Jackie Chan. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. I don't have any scheduled guests tonight, and I'm lucky I'm going to make a half hour on the show tonight. But the call-in numbers are 347-989-1473. 347-989-1473, and the other call-in number is 877-907-7217, 877-7217, and please, I do ask that you do not bring up a couple things on my show, because it's about love, life, dreams, and whatever inspires you. Please do not bring up sexual orientation, politics, and anything about religion. I mean, if you want to talk and say, yeah, I believe in God and stuff, that's fine, but please do not push your beliefs upon anybody else. That's all that I ask. And if you have a dream, please go for it. Tonight, I think I'm going to talk about Jackie Chan. And like I said, I'll be lucky if I last a half-hour show, but I think there is a guest. And let's see. Let me bring the guest on here. Hold on. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, Shelly.
Hi, who's this?
Well, let's see. I'm one of your biggest fans and one of your bestest friends, sis. And I don't know that anybody loves Jackie more than I do except you.
It's going to be Terry.
You can only be one person. I hope you can understand me. I have a very sore throat and I'm very hoarse.
Oh, well, I won't keep you on too long. I just do thank you that you did call in. So welcome.
I'm so happy that I made it through because the last time my phone wouldn't connect, but now you have two numbers, and that makes it much easier for your guests to call in and discuss things with you. I'm very happy about that.
Well, thank you. The why I did the toll-free number is because I figure maybe people won't have to, you know, pay on their cell phones, so that's why I was doing that number, and I'm like, you know what, if it's after 9 o'clock, I think most people's cell phones are free. So I was like, you know what, I'll put both of those numbers down and see what, take it from there. And I also had a video chat up, too.
Oh, you do? Well, I better not put that up because we don't want to look at me right now.
No, I'm sorry, not the video chat. It's the chat room where you type. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
So
what is your first subject? What have I been up to? Let's see. Now that we've moved our favorite Jackie Chan is the Best over to its new page, I've been trying to search the net on my hunting expeditions as Asian Hawk, trying to see what kind of Jackie Chan treasures I can find lurking out there somewhere that will just thrill us all and make us so happy and bring us all together as a family in our love for Jackie. And I've been sitting back here and cheering you on and cheering our friend Cal on and just so proud of all the efforts you guys are putting towards your career. You're not just talking it. What we used to say is you're not talking the talk, you're walking the walk.
Yeah, thank you. I've been doing this for almost 10 years now, and I'm just like, I'm just right there. I am so right there, and I just can feel. You know how you feel something like you really, really know? 2013, I am going to be on a set with Jackie Chan. I just know it. I just can feel it.
Wow, that is really something. I would just sit here and cheer really loud about that. That would just really make me happy.
Thank you. I would be so excited, but I tend to think it isn't just the fact of me working with Jackie and having my dream come true. It's just the fact is I think now at the point where it's going to give inspiration to others when they don't think that they can hold on. They're like, oh, my God, Shelly Nunchucks has been holding on for almost 10 years. And when they find out about that, where I never gave up and, you know, I went through tons of rejections through, you know, acting and auditions and stuff like that and casting calls. And people wanted to give me parts, which I had no intentions of doing. They wanted to give me the hooker parts, the slut parts and stuff. I was like, that is not anything I want to do. And I didn't want to take my clothes off. And people said, you're going to be limited, you know, in acting. Go, why? If I want to do some stunts and stuff like that, you know, how about the people that, you know, do the things that I don't do? Won't they limit themselves? You know what I mean? It's just, this is what I want to do. I'm an actress that likes to do a little bit of her own stunts. Now, I'm not Jackie Chan. I don't think I'm Jackie Chan. I just like to do the things I do. You know what I mean?
You want to be the best Shelly Nunchucks in the game that you can be.
Yes, I don't want to be Jackie. I want to be Shelly Nunchucks. That's what it is. I'm a girl that's going to get to work with Jackie Chan. It doesn't matter when. I mean, I know 2013, I got people in my corner. I know they're going to try to get me on a set. And so I'm looking at, you know, places over in China. I'm just looking at things and, you know, just getting ready and doing my homework. I got to get a passport. And, you know, it's just things that, you know, I got to do. I thought I had a passport. And I think I lost it when I was still back in Boston. So I think I have to get another one. I said I think it's much easier just to get a new one and try to find out. So it's much easier. And I think it's easier nowadays. It's not like I think years ago that you have to go to New York or something to get a passport or someplace to get one or I don't know.
If any of your local government facilities, just look in your area because you have and your government facilities where your courts are and your judge, you know, where courthouses and things like that are, there's a place in there that you can go and apply, and my daughters did it. I've never been out of the United States. I've only been up and down the East Coast, from as far east as Key West, I was born in Miami, to as far north to live in Buffalo, New York. And also, we got lost and went over the border into Canada. I was really excited about that. I was 11 years old. But I was speaking online to a friend of ours, and who I will not name, and that person was in shock that somebody did not have a passport. And I was like, no, I never had an occasion to leave the United States because I've been busy, you know, since I was young, taking care of my family and doing all those things. When you're working like 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, you start really plugging in on all those goals to make it as high as you can in that field and do what you can for your family. But my dream has always been to travel and get to see. And one of my favorite things, and you mentioned it tonight on Facebook, is the Great Wall of China. And I am so excited that that is your goal. You've set together, not just dreamed about it, you've made a plan, you're working on the plan, and it's about to come to fruition, and you're going to be over there standing on that wall. And when you do, I want you to think about me, because I have dreamed about doing that my whole life. If I were financially able, I would hop a plane, meet you, and we'd go together, and we'd stand on that wall and shake hands. Now, you said your goal is to meet and work with Jackie Chan. I've never worked as a professional actress. I've only done, you know, things in neighborhood things, you know, community things, and written my own plays and started them. I was Patty Duke in one of them. I'm not going to remember or tell everybody what year that was. But and I do martial arts, and I had to do what I had to do. I had to take my falls and my rolls, and I got hit in the head, not too much talking with the judge, quite a bit.
Yeah.
Until I realized how getting those things going, you know. And I wanted to teach, you know, my children. So I have all the toys, so if you need anything, I got it. I got all the targets, I got the practice, everything. And
I got a couple of pairs of nunchucks and a brand new bow staff, and I'm just like, I just got my own elliptical, so it's like I'm trying to work out, and it was like, with the holidays, I says, that's it. I says, I have to start working out more and more, and it's, you know, after working 10 hours a day, you know, Monday through Thursday, and then trying to work on a Falk here on the weekends, it's kind of like, you know, it's like trying to do everything.
Your home.
Yeah, that's why I got the elliptical. Yeah, and then I don't have to worry about any guys looking at my butt when I'm working out.
I'm jealous. I'm sorry, I'm jealous. I know we're never supposed to get jealous of people, but when you said you had an elliptical, I almost died because that is the one. I would have one. I don't care. I would make small payments on it, whatever I had to do, because I have just enough room, I think, if I move things out of that corner over there. Because an elliptical is one of the best pieces of equipment you could use to get in shape. And I was like, go, Shelly, again. I'm going to say this about Jackie. Your dream has always been to meet Jackie. Well, everybody dreams about meeting Jackie, and they all say, well, yeah, okay. And Jackie's got people calling him from all over the world. Master, please train me. They're thinking he's got the time to just stop and train anybody. And they have to realize that he's a very busy man and a very great man who's doing many great things around the world, not just making movies, but he's out there helping a lot of people that are in need, and really has the heart for it. When he saw there was a need out there, that he would take all his spare time and go out there and do what he can. But even working with him could be.
He
could be. This is
what?
I see the scene. I see the scene. I've got it all set out in my mind. Jackie's in a little outside market. He's waiting for the lady to bring him over. Yes, he's waiting for the young lady or the young woman to bring him over a cup of, you know, the whole set, the tea set. You're getting ready to do a traditional, you're going to pour him some tea and you're going to, you know, bow and he's talking to somebody, and then he takes the time because he is so nice. to look up at you, thank you, and go back to this conversation. And you're going to pour the tea into the cup. And then you're going to bow gracefully to him again. Thank you, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you? Of course, you'll probably have to learn the Mandarin or the Cantonese, whatever part of the province of he's making a million. And he would gracefully tell you, no, thank you. And that would be your scene. You have some lines with Jackie Chan. You don't even have to get out there and jump around and fall over rocks and do spinning kicks in the air and knock somebody's hat off. And, you know, you don't even have to swing the chucks. But if somebody were to, you could have your little chucks and your little belt behind your little dress. And if somebody were the enemy in the family and you had to throw something at Jackie Chan, your little chucks would come out of it. And you can kick that target right out of the air before it ever hit him, just as the tea was sitting on the table. And that would be your scene. And they would say,
okay.
They would say, cut, print.
That would He'd be
probably
funny
laughing if you hear this. He would laugh. But I loved your Gangnam Style video that you made. I really needed a good laugh today because
Which one?
That little caricature that you made of him dancing was so funny.
The Gangnam Style thing?
Yeah, that little thing. That's all I needed. I really needed a laugh. The whole day was filled with doom and gloom and helping people and trying to make things work. And, you know, I'm not working anymore, so I'm not doing the 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, but I'm still working as hard as I can to help people and my family or other people in situations, and that's just in my heart. I can't not do that. And
yeah.
I mean, it was just, I was feeling a little bit discouraged, and because I wanted somebody to feel that they had what they needed to move forward, if they would just take time and take a deep breath and look at what they had and say, you know what, I can do this. And I couldn't make them see that, and I was discouraged, and I come home, and I said, what could I have done? And I was like, you know what, I'm kind of depressed right this moment. You know what I really need is a good laugh, because that's what happens, you know, when I'm like that. And I was so deep, and I always check Jackie's face, you know, the page I'm talking about, and there it was, Shelly Manchester, Gunman Style. And I said, oh, no, I got to see this. And I, because it was a little cartoon of him up there, where a little pasty Jackie face was on the little character, and I almost fell out of the chair laughing. I think my mind exaggerated the humor of the situation because it really needed to, and I fell out of the chair laughing, and I said, you know what, I need that. That's it. I almost posted it on our fan page, and then I said, no, I didn't want to share it from that page to that page.
Someone sent me, like, it's off this program thing, and someone sent me, and I was like, the reason why I did it is because Jackie was hanging out with Psy on the Music Awards.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
That's why I did it, and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I know, because Jackie has a great sense of humor. I know he would love it. He would just, like,
laugh
die and
everything.
Laugh.
He loves to laugh. That's his favorite thing to do with laughing. I think that's why I admire him so much. Because he finds the humor in so many situations. And it was his idea to be different than anybody else. He didn't want to be the stern, hard, I've got to beat up everybody because I'm going to save the world kind of character. He wanted a character that people could relate to. He wanted to be the character that was the everyday guy that found himself in unusual circumstances and would try to get out of it any way he could, talking, stumbling, running, whatever he could, unless he had to stand and fight. That was it. He really abhors violence, and he says that's the part of martial arts movies he doesn't like. But if you notice when the violence comes on his movies, it really isn't that violent because they're very daring and make you step back and take a breath and sit forward in your seat because of the stunts that Jackie's doing. But, I mean, you don't see blood and gore going everywhere and horrible messages, and he always puts a positive message in every I think of it as I'm looking for the fortune cookie in this movie. I know one's coming up, and it'll be a little message, you know, which mm-hmm. makes people think about the situation that had happened on the screen, and they're like, oh, yeah, that would have been a better way. And he finds humor, and he makes you laugh, and people mm-hmm. really yeah. need to laugh in this world, Shelley, because there's just too much sadness and anger and fighting. If everybody could just find the humor in something every day and laugh at it, I think it would make us all so much healthier around the world. And that seems to be his goal.
Yeah.
And that's why we admire him. It's not because, oh, he's a good stud muffin of martial arts. Well, we're not going to say he's not, but we're not going to say that's why, because we think he is, but that's not why. It's because of the way he changed things. So people would look at this whole martial arts genre in a different light. And he brought so much humor. He brought in inspiration. He brought in daring stunts, which I am so happy, and I say, and I believe you agree with me, that Jackie's come to the point where he's like, I'm not giving up. This is my life. I've loved it my whole life. I'm going to continue to make movies. But you know what? I've worked in Hollywood, and you know, they're getting all those daring stunts done, and they're not taking chances with their life, and I'm getting a little bit older now. You know, I can break something easier. Maybe I should take a step back and let somebody else do the stunt for me. And people took him wrong. They all said, oh, no more action. Jackie. I was like, I didn't believe it. And then he came on, and he changed that. And he told me, no, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. And I was so happy, you know. And I know you were happy, and all of us, our little circle of diehard Jackie loyal loving people that care about the Jackie but not the star, because of all the things that he does for the world and the things that he believes in, and mm-hmm. just the inspiration and the care that he gives to his fans. Jackie will talk to his fans. He will go online when he can, sneak online, and you know talk to people and put little lights and say things to them and make them feel special. And he takes the time everywhere he goes, even if he's mobbed, to shake the hand or put his arm around as many of the fans as he can and take pictures with them. He, mm-hmm. he tries to make people feel special, and he makes them know that he loves them, and that's why people want to be near Jackie, because not because of his amazing martial arts choreography and his stunning eye. When he looks in the camera, he sees things that other people may not see, and he focuses in on that and just brings in the beauty and brings your eye to special things that you really need to pay attention to that he sees that somebody else may not see. And he's self-taught. That's what I love. Self-taught.
Yeah.
He taught himself. He came from a poor background, didn't have the opportunities to do all the schooling, but even when he finally got older, he did his schooling enough so that he could do what he needed to do, and one thing at a time. He took his own time to do it and taught himself mm-hmm. every piece of the business.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I guess, you know, from what I was watching, and I knew this from before, you know, with the book and everything about him, I Am Jackie Chan. I got two copies that are both falling apart.
For me, I haven't been able to get it yet.
Well, see, it was out of stock, but I think you can get it now somewhere. And the thing is, Jackie, even on the Ellen Show, when I was watching the interview this morning, Jackie Chan and his stunt team is actually blacklisted from insurance companies because,
yes.
you know, he's just that crazy. But when he was saying, he says, he's like, no, I'm scared to death, right? He's like, that's what he says, because when he does the things, people think he's so brave. He goes, no, actually, I'm very scared. It's just stuff
yeah.
that has to get done, and he does it.
I mean, I'm not a Superman. I'm not a
no.
Superman. I don't pretend to be a Superman. I'm just a man trying to be the best that I can be at what I do. And I really care about my audience. I want to give them that thrill. And I'm not going to make somebody else do something that
yeah.
I could do myself. And I'll take the chance. Let me take the chance. I'll take the chance. And I'll go out there and I'll do it. If I get hurt, then at least somebody else isn't getting hurt. And when he's older, he says. His grandchildren could be looking at it, and he could say, yeah, that's me. That's not a stuntman. That's me. See my face? There I am. There's your grandpa. There's your,
yeah.
There's your daddy, JC. And I think that's admirable that he took that. I have, and I bet you have, as long as every movie, no matter how comical it was, there was always an awesome period of time where several very outstanding stunts were done that you just sit forward on your seat and you take in your breath and you know he's going to make it, but you still, your heart's pounding, you're like, don't do that, don't do it. And he does it, and bam, you're like, oh, gosh, it's awesome. And you know it's real. He actually did it. And you're wanting to be, this is what I see Shelley Nunchuk that other people aren't seeing. They're saying, I want to work with Jackie Chan. I want to be the next Jackie. No. You're inspired by Jackie Chan, and you want to follow in his footsteps and learning things from the bottom up and finally getting to the point where you can produce something that may inspire somebody. Mm-hmm. And if you get the chance to meet the person that inspired you and work with him, that would be the topping off of the most awesome birthday cake, say, that anybody got. The whipped cream with the cherry on top. And you're not just talking about it. You're out there trying to learn new things. I remember when you tried to learn the flips and you ran all those things in the mall, remember, and you were jumping. I said, that looks like fun. I wish I could do that. When I was 44 and 45 is when I started my actual training with an actual sensei. After then, I had learned from my cousin with the Green Beret and different people. I wanted to train from somebody who would train you along with the philosophy and the things, nonviolence, but you know how to do it if you have to. I didn't want to be in an academy where you went out and you were just a factory bringing in tournament trophies. And I was lucky. I got that experience. And you said that you had a very nice experience when you were, what part, you were in Florida when you did your training?
No, I was back home in Boston. I trained for a couple of years, and I trained in Capoeira for a couple of years. And when I come up in Maine here, I trained for a year in Tai Chi. So it was kind of like, you know, that was an experience, you know, in itself, because I just felt like it was more of a spiritual experience. It was, like, totally different than capoeira. And it's like any type of martial art, you do become more spiritual, but it seemed like in Tai Chi, it just seemed like because where we were practicing and, like, you know, training, it gave me such, I don't know, I guess it is spiritual. You just can't really explain it. You just have to, you know, I can't explain it in words. It just felt, I was
connected.
You didn't
feel like
you
were moving air. You felt like you were moving energy, and the energy was interacting with you and making you feel stronger and more confident and stable. And I bet your form is better now after that. I haven't had a chance to do real Tai Chi training. And that is actually my goal that has been given to me. And I'm looking, and there's nothing in the area yet. And I don't want, she said, well, look it up online. I want you to stay. I said, no, it's not the same. I want to be with a group of people, all of us. I want to feel the whole experience with everybody around you. And you're all in one thing, doing the same goal. But what people don't realize about Tai Chi is it is very good for you because you are actually, those are colors in slow motion, but they're about you learning how to center yourself and bring in the chi where it's supposed to be. But those same moves could be sped up, and it's an actual martial arts. My significant others, uncle, I had asked them, they all knew I didn't even know any martial arts, and I was had to earn my white belt. And I had my thing standing up in front of the door, and when he first came in and he saw that, he had a little smile on his face. He was saying nothing to me. It was with him for 2 weeks before I even knew that he knew martial arts, because most people think, oh, all Asians know martial arts. Well, I don't like to assume that. And
I know. It's like I think that's what it is in films and stuff. People just assume if anybody's taking part in anything in a film, that mm-hmm. in martial arts, that any Asian person is automatically going to know martial arts, and that's not true. You know what I'm saying? People just have different type of lifestyles, and it's like I think people would tend to think when I started to do film roles, they probably tend to think that I would just take anything, and people were like, well, you know, you're not a big, huge star. Why would you do that? Why don't you just take anything that comes your way? And I'm like, no, because I know what I want. I don't want to do those roles. I want to do a little bit of doing stunts and stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You want to work on the craft
exactly
in the direction you're going.
Yeah, I just know what I wanted, and people like, see, it's like, it's kind of funny because then it's like, there's people that'll take anything and everything. And it's like, you know, that's their thing. And it's like, you know, I say, well, there's certain things that I don't want to do. And I'm really picky with who I want to work with because I just know from just experiences in the past 10 years that there's some sets where I'm like, I just wouldn't even audition for. Even if I had a chance to get a part, if I don't feel it, I'm not going to go for it. I shouldn't have to, like, just because, you know what I'm saying, just because it's there, I shouldn't have to audition for it if I don't feel, like, you know what I'm saying, I don't have the urge to do it. If I mm-hmm. do, I'll try. But now it's like I'm just focusing in on the bigger picture to get to work with Jackie on set, and I'm just like, you know, it's my dream. That's what I want, and I don't think I'm limiting myself, and he's, you know, he's one of the biggest people in the whole world. And it's like, why should I not want to work with him? You know what I'm saying? People would think, like, you know, I'm practically maybe nobody or whatever. And I'm like, you know, this is my dream. This is what I want to do. So why can't I do it? You know, why couldn't I work with Jackie? That's, I mean, who wouldn't want to work with Jackie Chan? Do you know what I'm saying? That's the thing.
Just, absolutely.
I mean, you know what I mean? So I just sit here and I'm like, I think tonight's show, I'm just going to end short because, like I said, I was going to do a half hour on my Facebook because I'm like, I am so exhausted. Even though now a guest has logged in the chat room, but they never talk. They just sit there and listen. And I'm like, I'm so tired. And I'm like, I just had a long day at work, and I might get up early to work out. I'm just so exhausted. So I might do another show on Sunday. Usually it's Wednesday nights and Sunday. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just beat. It's just so
weird. Well, you know what? Since you're going to end early and you're talking about Jackie Chan, the one thing that you can say to this, there's no shame in anybody wanting to work with Jackie Chan and having that as their inspiration and working toward it. Of all the millions of people out there wanting it, but not doing anything about it, not improving their craft and working toward it, then you will never get there. At least one of the people of all the millions will get a chance. Will get just. I know that people think that his time in on the big screen is limited, but I just don't see that in him. I see him loving his craft too much, and he will always be in it, whether he's behind the camera or in front of the camera or doing roles that are not requiring him to do his martial arts and things like that, because he really is a good actor. He's an awesome actor.
Yeah, he definitely is. I've seen other films and stuff. And I hope anybody that's out there, you know, I'm really hoping that they do listen to my show and we do inspire people. So that's what it's about, you know, getting people to, you know, work on their dreams because, you know, if I can do it, anybody else can do it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And just keep doing what you're doing and working toward that. And, you know, Jeff, yeah, he knows that he's inspiring people, and that's why he's tried to be the best role model that he can be, and that's why we admire him so much. And I don't see anything wrong with you having this aspiration, Joey. I think it's an awesome thing to aspire to, and because it's so lofty, you are climbing the ladder and doing everything you can to hone yourself to the point where you can actually do it, even if it's a small part or whatever. But here's my thing. I can't do what you do because, you know, I haven't been doing that out there. I'm a pretty good actress, but it's too late for me. But this is what my aspiration had always been. I would just like to one day meet him in person to be able to shake his hand, give him a great big hug, and thank him for all the inspiration and kindness that he has shown to all of us, his fans, and treated us as an extended family and given us a lot of love, and tried to send out the most positive messages so that younger people would grow into better adults. And I would hug his neck, and you know what I'm going to say next. I would say, Daddy, I love you bunches. I love you bunches. And you keep up, and if I don't make it there to meet him, you're going to have to hug his neck and say, Terry loves you bunches.
Yeah, okay. I will.
I'm very happy with you and all your shows, and I've been listening. You know, you're trying to cover some good topics.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Terry. And, you know, you can call in any time. You know that, right? You got the number now.
Well, I tried before, and my phone would not let that number work. But you just put a different number there, and I dialed it. My phone allowed it to go through, you know. And I used to have, like, the best phone, you know, this iPhone, the best everything, and was paying all this money for all these features. And I realized, you know, I have a laptop here. Why am I paying all that extra money and I'm on such a fixed income? So I went to just a smaller plan. It still gives me unlimited everything, but it's not going to, the phone equipment is not going to be as good as, you know, the bigger companies. And so it just doesn't reach certain things that I could reach with my other phone. But I can reach people on the laptop. That makes me happy.
Oh, cool. So you better call in some more, okay?
I will. And you better not end your show without telling people what's coming up on December the 12th. Is it an invasion? What is happening then?
What's happening on the 12th?
Yeah.
What's happening on the 12th?
12-12-12. Beijing.
Oh, yes. It's just that it's not as of yet. I looked into it. All I know is that it's a big tour over in China. It's the Chinese Zodiac, and it's Jackie Chan's latest film. And it's about, you know, the Zodiacs, where in real life it was actually stolen, and the artifacts Jackie's actually donated in the pack to China, because that's a dream you always wanted to do, the artifacts from the actual film. And that film itself is being released in China. And, you know, as far as we know, it was December 12th, 2012. And he's having a big, huge thing. And I wish December 18th, I was over in Singapore. I think that's where it's going to be, because they had a meet and greet with Jackie Chan. It's December 18th. You buy $35, and you can actually meet Jackie Chan over there.
All right, here's the thing. You have your way, and I've got mine, so we're going to go out, and we're going to roll a few people, but we're not going to hurt them, and we're going to get enough money to get on that plane to Singapore. Then we'll come back, and we'll make it up to them, because we'll bring them Jackie's autograph, and we'll say, oh, we thought what that was all about. You're okay. Go your way.
Jackie, we protect you. We love you.
Exactly. We all love him, but we love him for the right reasons, and we're very lucky to have somebody like Jackie out there to inspire even the children with his Jackie Chan Adventures series and all of his. Did you see the hand washing thing that he did for the children to teach them how to wash their hands correctly and for the I forget the name of it, but it was for something over in China. And I thought that was the sweetest, cutest thing. And I was thinking, you know, I'm over here trying to teach my grandchildren how to wash their hands, and you're supposed to sing the ABC song and wash your hands vigorously the whole time. And when you're finished, then all the germs are gone. And he was teaching them to wash hands. So, I mean, he's doing a lot of things that are very popular for people that people don't know about. They just think, Jackie Chan, chop, okay. And one more thing. I just want to say something on here. This has been tearing at my heart. Every single interview I hear him talk about Robert De Niro, Dustin Hoffman. I want to be like them and do the love scenes and all. Jackie, don't you realize you've been doing that all along? You just added a little bit of martial arts on the side. That was the extra
yes,
topic.
Yes, he has.
Much bigger. You're bigger and you're better than they ever were. I love Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro. They're wonderful. And they're good people for him to look up to. But don't aspire to be them. Like you told us, do not aspire to be Jackie Chan, you know, and just be the best that you can be. Don't try to be Robert De Niro and Dustin Hoffman because we love you better. We want to see what you do because
I think I understand him because it's like I think when you know people misunderstand him, he likes to do more like what they're doing. He wants to do a little bit less martial arts because he is getting a little bit older. He's not old. But it's like...
No, he's not old at all. I'm 59, and I do not consider this old. To me, this is middle age. My grandmother died when she was 98. And you know my health is poor. That doesn't mean that this has to be near the end of me. Not if I decide it's not. You make it so. And people are living longer if they want to. And remember, even though he's had a lot of accidents and things like that, over the years, Jackie's always tried to stay in shape, eat right, just keep a good health about him. And so I just see him being here with us for a very long time. And I, for one, am happy that he's concentrating on more dramatic roles and romantic roles. And he says, I've never done a romantic role. Well, actually, yes, you have. You've got Gorgeous. You've got the mess when you had her, just the look in the eye. That's more romantic than these people grabbing and kissing each other all over the place. It's just the charisma between you and that person. He has done what he thinks he hasn't done. He's done it all. And I just want to say, as one of your fans, go do those dramatic roles. Go do those just where you don't have to do anything except for the role itself, because I'm looking forward to that. I want to see it. I really want to see it.
You know what? I hope they make a Myth 2, because Jackie, the way it ended, it needs to make a Myth 2. I'm sorry, but
yes.
I think the general needs to get his princess.
Yes. The general? You mean the young man who... Yes, want him to come back on another quest, or maybe another person on a quest?
Yeah, because the general should be getting his...
Oh, no, you're talking about the myth. I thought you were talking about Forbidden Kingdom.
Yeah.
Yes, that ended, but, you know, she didn't die. That left her in there as she was still immortal, and she was still waiting. And that's the only part of that really saddened me. I was so intensely drawn to that movie, and I love it with all my heart, and a lot of people do. I love the lyrics now that I can read them in English. I think they're beautiful and haunting, and he sings it very well. And just the idea of two souls trying to hang together through all time and find each other again is beautiful. And you're right, he needs to do it again, and this time they need to come out together. Or he needs to stay with her in there.
Yeah, that's what has to. And I think that's a good note to end on here, to let Jackie, he needs to make a part two. So,
there you go, that's a good ending, Shelly.
I just want to thank you for coming on the show. And we have plenty other shows. And, you know, thank you for all the support. And I will repost this once again on my wall when it downloads, okay?
Okay, and guess what I will say? I love you bunches.
What?
I love you bunches.
I love you bunches too, sis. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye. One of my beloved sisters, you know, and Jackie Chan, also a fan too. So, you know, she's one of my supporters. And, you know, I just want to say thank you so much for Terry coming on the show. I am so wiped. That's it. I think I'm going to bed. And tomorrow's my Friday, thank God. But, you know, doing films and stuff and trying to make a dream come true, let me tell you. I swear to God, it's more work than you will ever know. So, you know, if you don't work in the film business or any entertainment business, let me just say it is a lot of hard work. And I know 2013 is the year when I will work on a Jackie Chan set. And for all those people out there that have dreams, you know, that you're working on, don't you ever give up. I'm going on for almost 10 years of this dream of working, wanting to work on the set with my Alan Jackie Chan. And I think 2013 is going to be the year. And for all those that have a dream, I like to play this song. It's called The Fighter for my two nephews, Sacrifice and Cat Cardiac. And this song is going to be in my film, The Dishwasher, which is my film, which is dedicated to Jackie Chan to thank him. And this is going to be in my own way, The Dishwasher. Anyway, everyone, have a good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Okay? Bye.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I'm just bracing, I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose. I ain't gonna stop, no.